The core event is the establishment of the Day of Atonement ritual, detailing the procedures for the high priest to enter the most holy place and make atonement for the sins of the people, followed by a New Testament passage presenting Christ's superior atonement. The main characters are the Lord Obion, Moses, and Aaron as the high priest, with instructions given after the death of Aaron's sons. The context is the Mosaic Covenant at Mount Sinai, providing lasting ordinances for Israel's worship and purification. In Leviticus, the Lord instructs Moses after the death of Aaron's two sons. Aaron, the high priest, is commanded not to enter the most holy place arbitrarily, but only on the designated day, with specific sacrifices and rituals. He must bathe and put on sacred linen garments. He takes a bull for his own sin offering, and two goats from the community. Lots are cast for the goats. One is sacrificed to the Lord as a sin offering, and the other becomes the scapegoat. Aaron first offers the bull to atone for himself and his household. He takes burning coals and incense behind the curtain, so the smoke conceals the atonement cover. He sprinkles the bull's blood on and before the cover. He then slaughters the goat for the people's sin offering and sprinkles its blood similarly to make atonement for the most holy place, the tent of meeting, and the altar. Afterwards, Aaron lays hands on the live goat, confesses the people's sins over it, and sends it into the wilderness to carry away their iniquities. Aaron then bathes, changes clothes, and offers burnt offerings. The remains of the sin offerings are burned outside the camp. This is established as a lasting annual ordinance on the 10th day of the 7th month. Subsequent commands require all sacrifices to be brought to the tabernacle and prohibit the eating of blood, as life is in the blood and it is given for atonement. In Hebrews, Christ is presented as the high priest who enters a greater perfect tabernacle. He enters the most holy place once for all by his own blood, obtaining eternal redemption. In contrast to the repeated animal sacrifices, which provided only outward cleansing, Psalm 103 states that God does not treat people as their sins deserve and has removed transgressions as far as the east is from the west. The trajectory moves from the complex, repeated, and provisional sacrificial system administered by a sinful high priest in an earthly sanctuary, to the final, complete atonement accomplished by the sinless Christ in a heavenly sanctuary. The Old Testament ritual, with its scapegoat removing sin, points toward a permanent solution for sin and impurity. This fulfillment in Christ's single sacrifice redefines atonement as internal and eternal, securing redemption and cleansing consciences, which is celebrated in the Psalms' depiction of sins being utterly removed. This pairing positions the Levitical law as a shadow, anticipating the substance found in the New Covenant.